Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Surrendering to the Sheriff by Dolores Fossen, a Harlequin intrigue novel, performed by Adam Werner. Chapter 1. Sheriff Aiden Braddock shut the door behind him, tossed his truck keys on the kitchen counter, and stopped cold. He didn't hear anything unusual. The whir of the AC and fridge, the April breeze rattling the oaks outside the window over the sink, all the sounds he should be hearing. But he still got the gut feeling that something wasn't right. Since that gut feeling had saved his butt a time or two during his time as county sheriff, Aiden listened to it. He drew his Glock from his holster. Aiden didn't move yet. He just stood there a few more moments, listening. And then he heard the thing that didn't belong. A whisper, maybe, or somebody breathing. Because he lived alone, there darn sure shouldn't be anyone else whispering or breathing in his house. "Mom?" Aiden called out just to make sure. Though it had been longer than a blue moon since she came out to his place. Too far in the sticks, she had always complained. "Lane? Shelby?" Aiden added in case it was one of his sisters. Again, a serious long shot, since they rarely visited either. No answer. But he hadn't expected one. Whatever was going on, this likely wasn't a social visit, and could even involve some attempted bodily harm. After all, he was the county sheriff and had riled more than a person or two over the past decade. One of those riled people had perhaps come to settle an old score. Aiden huffed. He was so not in the mood to bash some heads, but he might have to do just that. "Let's make this easy for you," Aiden called out. "I'm a damn good shot. Plus, I'm hungry, tired, and not feeling up to any idiot who's stupid enough to break into a lawman's house."
"Aiden,"
someone said in a hoarse whisper. Even though the person hardly made any sound when she spoke, Aiden thought he recognized the voice. Kendall. But that didn't make any sense. This was the last place on Earth she'd come, especially after... well, just after. Aiden didn't lower his gun, but he inched his way toward the sound of her whisper. In his living room. It was just a few yards away past a half wall, but he kept watch all around him. Kept listening, too, until he could move into the arched opening that divided the rooms, and he snapped his gun in the direction where he'd pinpointed Kendall's voice. His heart slammed against his chest. Because it was Kendall O'Neill, all right. But this definitely wasn't a social visit. She was on her knees in the center of the floor, and there was a hulking man on each side of her. The men were wearing black ski masks, and both had automatics pointed right at her head.
"Drop the gun, Sheriff Braddock," the bigger one on the right growled.
Aiden held on to his Glock, trying to figure out what the devil was going on here. He didn't get many clues from Kendall. She only shook her head, like an apology or something. But that was pure fear in her wide eyes. He didn't see any signs of injury, but then most of her body that he could see was covered with a pale blue shirt, skirt and business jacket, her lawyering clothes. However, her hair was a mess, her blonde locks tangled on her shoulders. So maybe she'd been in a scuffle with these guys after all. Kendall wasn't the messy hair type. Nope, all priss and polish for her, and never a hair out of place. People didn't call her the Ice Princess for nothing. However, that wasn't an Ice Princess look she was giving him now.
"What do you want?" Aiden asked the men. "Your gun on the floor."
Again, it was the one on the right who answered. No unusual accent. He was a Texan. And the nondescript dark pants and t-shirt didn't give Aiden any clues either.
"Do it now," the man added. And he jammed his gun against Kendall's head. "Or else she'll pay the price."
The last thing any lawman wanted to do was surrender his weapon. But Aiden...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?